Chapter 44. In Beelzebub's opinion, man's understanding of justice is, in the objective sense, an accursed mirage. Smiling and continuing to look affectionately at his grandson Hassin, Beelzebub said, "Now it seems to me, my dear future substitute, after all I have related to you and all you have taken in concerning the three brain beings breeding on the planet Earth, that the moment has come to speak about the question to which I promised to devote myself at the end of all these tales of mine. I wish to speak about that maleficent idea so widespread among your favorites, to which I referred, as you will remember, when I spoke about the chief stumbling block in their psyche, that is, their diverse and peculiar havat virnonis, or religions, as they call them, namely, that idea which has become the basis of all their religions, the idea of good and evil. I also told you that on account of this maleficent idea prevailing among the terrestrial three-brained beings, great events, or as I would express it in the words of your favorites, turmoils, recently occurred on the holy planet Purgatory, and their involuntary cause happened to be certain members of your Hernatschinza, or as one would say on the earth, your genealogical tree. To help you to picture better and assimilate more easily what I intend to explain to you, I must first of all go back to certain long past events, which at first glance have nothing in common with this idea. And so I have already told you that on my fifth flight to the surface of your planet, I stayed only a short time and soon returned home to the planet Mars. This was because my friends notified me from the center that there would shortly appear on the planet Mars one of the cherubim close to our all-embracing endlessness with some command that concerned me. Soon after my return to the planet Mars, the cherub did indeed make his appearance there. The command given him from above concerning me was that owing to my conscious labors to bring about results for the common cosmic welfare, labors that had led to the abolition of the practice of sacrificial offerings among the three-brained beings who have taken your fancy, and also owing to the personal petition of his conformity, the angel Luisos, before our common father endlessness, the punishment for my personal transgression was reduced in the sense that thenceforward it would no longer include my posterity. So from then on, my children, that is, your father and your uncle Tuilan, could return to the center whenever they wished, and there in the bosom of our common father fulfill their obligations corresponding to his innumerable actualizations. After this event, so important for our family, my sons soon left the planet Mars and returned to the center, where on their arrival, already having great knowledge in certain fields of objective science and skill in the practical application of its laws, they were chosen for appropriate responsible duties. Your father was immediately assigned to the post of Zerlichner on one of the parts of the surface of our dear Caritas, and gradually became worthy of assuming the responsibility of Chief Zerlichner of all the three-brained beings on our planet, a post that he still holds. And your uncle Tuilan, as I have already told you, was then enrolled as one of the assistants to the director of the Etherogram Station on the holy planet Purgatory, which then, as now, has an Etherogram connection with almost all the planets of our great universe. Later, he merited the post of Chief Director which he still feels at the present time. I must also explain to you, my boy, why on their arrival at the center, my results, or to use the expression of your favorites, my sons, were at once deemed worthy to occupy these responsible posts. You will understand the reason for this if I tell you that among those who shared my exile from its very beginning was the chief Zerlichner of our planet Caritas, the still young but already very learned Poolugistius, who, after our all-gracious pardon, was considered worthy to be, and still is today, an assistant to the great observer of the movements of all the concentrations of the megalocosmos. His self-keepness, the arch-seraph Cheltana. And so, when I began to organize my observatory on the planet Mars, the learned Poolugistius proposed that I should take him as inspector and manager of this new establishment. Of course, I immediately agreed with his proposal, as he was a very great expert on the location of all large and small cosmic concentrations, as well as an authority on the laws governing their reciprocal maintenance. And from then on, this great learned Poolugistius resided in my house on the planet Mars. Later, when the results of my active principle arose and were formed to corresponding age, I asked this learned Poolugistius also to undertake the duty of Oskianotsner, or as your favorites would say, educator of my children. He consented with great readiness, because existing there under unusual conditions, he had no possibility of using his many-sided learning to his satisfaction. And this proposal of mine opened what is called a wide field of activity for him. From then on, apart from the execution of his duties, which at the beginning were not too heavy, he devoted himself entirely to the creation of appropriate inner and outer conditions that would permit my sons to take in impressions, furthering the crystallization in themselves of the being data required for a responsible existence worthy of three-brained beings. Your father and your uncle Tuilan soon became so attached to him that they never left his side, even when he was fulfilling his principal duties at the observatory. And even during these moments, the good Poolugistius constantly enlightened their reason and gave them practical explanations about observing various concentrations, the methods of studying their reciprocal influence, and the significance of these influences themselves. He explained to them how and for what purpose a definite cosmic concentration occupies a certain place, and informed them about the particularities of the influence that these concentrations have on one another during the common cosmic trogo-auto-egocratic process. In this way, under the guidance of this remarkable learned being, there were crystallized in the common presence of my results not only the data required for every responsible three-brained being, but also many data for the recognition and direct perception of true information about cosmic concentrations and their functioning. By the way, it was just at this period that in each of my sons, a subjective interest was gradually formed in what would become their favorite fields of observation and study. Your father, for example, liked to observe and study the reciprocal influence and maintenance of cosmic concentrations situated in the spheres nearest to the prime source, the most holy Sun Absolute, while your uncle Tuilan manifested a special interest in observations of the planet Earth and the process of existence of the three-brained beings breeding there. It was partly due to me that this interest was aroused in him, because during my investigations of the psyche of your favorites, when I happened to be occupied with something else, I often entrusted him with keeping notes of all the changes which took place among them. When my sons were preparing to leave the planet Mars forever, your uncle Tuilan, as I was giving him my blessing, begged me to keep him periodically informed about my observations and study of the strange psyche of the biped beings of the planet Earth, which of course I promised to do. And then they flew away toward the center closest to our common father.